Yo, one of the best that did it and got away with it, Heather B.
Yes.
Come on, man. Talk about multifaceted, multidimensional, multi-talented. She broke the mold. She carved her own path. I love looking at her. Every time I see her, it makes me laugh because she's the best that did it and got away with it.
Win, 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 win.
Give it up for the one and only Sunny Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
Come on, Sunny.
Good morning. I'm going to have to believe that hype one day. I'm going to have to believe it.
Come on, man. We've talked on this before, man, but, you know, I met Sunny doing radio, and then she transitioned. She transitioned, and people be scared to transition. You know, folks, you know, don't want to leave a nest, but you have bigger dreams. You have bigger goals, and you had a solid foundation in the music industry, well-respected. You probably could have went anywhere around the country and continue to do radio or stay right here and do it in New York, but you had a bigger dream, and I just remember what had happened. We were all, me and Rich Nice was like, what is she? I mean, I know she used to say, come over, guys, I be cooking, but damn. You took it to a whole nother level. Come on, Sunny Anderson. Come on.
Love it.
Heather B know what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I love to cook. I'm first of all, thank you for having me. I'm just happy to be here. I am a citizen.
Yes.
I do listen on the regular, and it's just an honor to be here, Sway. Like you said, we've known each other for so long. You know, the transition's not always easy, but I like to tell people, you know, I'd rather have a bad day chasing my dreams than a bad day not chasing my dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a far better bad day.
There it is.
I heard that. How long did the transition take, like in days and months, before you felt you got your footing?
Wow. Well, you know, there's a lot of different types of footings. You know, like the financial footing took longer than, you know, when you get there. Because a lot of times, you know, for me, it took 2 years and some change after radio to get to a solid place where I had Cooking For Real on Food Network. But between there, you know, I thought I was smart and I had a year's worth of savings saved up. I thought, you know, that's a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. Not so much. Not when you're chasing the dream. So, you know, in between there, I worked at, you know, Hip Hop Weekly with David Vizzino there. And I worked at a dog kennel. And I worked at a company selling loans. I was in the sales department at a radio station. I mean, I did a couple of things just to, you know, put food on the table so I could continue to chase the new goal, you know, the new dream.
Mm-hmm. And then what was your first, what would you say? Like, my first break in radio is when a guy by the name of Keith Nafley, who's like the head of music at RCA now, gave King Tech and myself a 40-minute time slot once a week on a Tuesday to do a mix. And we turned that shit into what you see today, 30 years later, Sunny Anderson. Damn it.
Crazy.
Come on.
Crazy.
You know, what was that first break in the food genre? What was your first break, you feel like? Who gave it to you?
Oh, that was Enrol Agassi. That's easy. You know, I was still working at Hot 97, still catering, and I came to work one day and was one of those, like, those stories you see people say where you get a message and you're like, y'all playing with me. You know what I mean? And it was a message from Food Network. I'll never forget Rodney Brandy. You know, he was a citizen. I'm sure he's listening. He was working at Hot 97 at the time. He gave me the message, and I really thought he was lying. So, you know, I called Food Network, and it was real. And I sat down, had a meeting, and I went on and cooked with Emerald. Remy Ma came on and performed, you know what I'm saying, with Emerald's band. It was crazy. We had a really good time. And, you know, at that moment, I said to myself, I get it, you know. I'd done some TV before, but it was just like radio. This was different than radio for me. It was like sharing something different and something new, which is another side of me. You know, I don't want to be put in a corner like baby. So it was nice to step outside and say, you know, I like this as well. And let me see if I can do this for a living. So I've been there now for 12 years, and I'm still having a good time, Sway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still having fun. So, you know, I can't complain. It's scary to leave. So if anyone's listening now and thinking about, you know, that big leap to another career field, if you're really solid in your career field now, I would say, well, the good thing about that is if you go out there and you try and it doesn't work, if you're so good, you can trust that you can always go back. You know what I mean? But forward is always an option.
Forward is always an option. Yeah, I'm going to, HB, you want to dive in there? Because, you know, HB, her pot game is ridiculous, Sonny.
Oh,
you know.
Word.
Her pot game is ridiculous. I know for a fact because I'm always spooning the bottom of it, HB.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you, you know, to Sonny, because when we do have opportunity, whether to talk or text or just show love or Instagram each other, that's just always love. And I've always appreciated that. Secondly, thank you, Sonny, for your amazing Inflatium that she sent me during the time of the Super Bowl. She knows that I'm a huge football fan like she is. And I'm a huge Giants fan as well, Sway, like Sonny is. So it was just really nice to get this box. My husband came and was like, "Yeah, this box downstairs." I said, "A box?" And he was like, "Yeah, this is from S. Anderson, from Sonny." I was like, "Do you know how many S. Andersons there are in the world? Why would you say Sonny?" I was like, "Sonny doesn't have the address here." And he was like, that's from Sonny Anderson. He's like, "I could just feel it." And sure enough, I opened up this amazing box and this beautiful other note that she sent me that I didn't share with everybody. And one of the things that I wanted to say about that was that, so, right, Sway, the way you just broke it down, radio, I do radio now, cooking. Of course, I've always cooked. One of the things that people would say women who share like some of the same spaces, this appreciation for sports and cooking and radio and friends and hip hop and all that we can't share the same spaces, or that we're not supportive of each other. And Sonny is living proof that that is absolutely not true. I'm talking about, y'all, a day one, Sonny has reposted my videos on her page on Instagram with me. She's like, "Heather's the queen of the air fryer. Go follow her." I can't tell you about no damn
I was just about to say that. Like, I'm like, "Oh, she brings up the air fryer."
She's like, I'm like, "What in the world are all these people asking me about the air fryer?" They're like, "Sonny Anderson sent me here." I'm like, "I'm gonna get you, Sonny." But yes, like all of those things that people say that can't happen, it's not true. Like, I'm talking about real love, support. And I just wanted to, I'm so glad that Sway passed the microphone to allow me to tell the 32 million subscribers here at SiriusXM who you are outside of television. You have always, always been dope as a woman in this industry. And I just salute you, sis. Thank you.
Wow. Oh. Hey, honey, you're gonna make me cry. Like, what? You know, life is easier when you're happy and happy for others. You know what I'm saying? And I think we've all in this game experienced levels of hate or people that feel like, you know, there can only be just one. And it's like, you know, I want that Kit Kat life, break off four of us, or that Twix life. They could be 12 of us. They could be millions of us, you know. The M&M's life, that's why I'm always thinking about food. But, you know, like, I see what you're doing. And listen, there's no better time like right now to tell you how they're like, "Young Legend, you know, the Real World coming back on streaming. I can't wait to watch that and binge it over the weekend. I got my time set up for that." But I feel like you just said there was one episode out. So what are they doing? Are they just... Anyway, I'm going to watch it. You know? But like, it's awesome. Like, as a younger person outside of New York, I never would have thought that I would even be able to be friends with you or know you slightly and be able to text you or reach out to you. And so, like, it's an honor. The words you said, geez, you know.
It's just real. I'm not making it up. It's not the words that I said. It's all real. And that's why, you know, I could say it, because this is not a story. Sway, the words he said to you, he spent time with you. He knows. It's just real. We're just sharing the facts. And so thank you. You know, thank you for everything. And it's just dope who you are outside of television, even. It's just been dope.
I appreciate it. I mean,
I'm tearing up.
Wow, this has been, it's been an, a tough time, right? So it's really nice to just even hear human voices that I'm not used to hearing. Like, I just hear my dogs all day, you know what I mean? So, like, to hear kind words like that when we're just so disconnected makes me feel so connected. And, Heather, you know, I'll always be there for you no matter what. And, you know, I just wish that it was like that for everybody. I wish everyone felt like they could extend their hands and be cool and vibe out and just wish the best for everyone. We're in such a weird place in the world right now. And I'm not talking about like quarantine and the virus. It's just social media and the internet. I'm sounding old right now, right? But like very happy to know what real connections feel like and what self-respect and self-love and real friendship feels like outside of this new era that we're in, but also enjoying this new era. So, yeah, thank you, Heather. And you guys are just so nice. I enjoy listening to you. It's so weird to like work with you. And I'm a fan, Sway. I'm a fan, I'm a fan, y'all.
Yo, hey, Sonny was in the, hey, listen, man, we were in the trenches because when I came to that station, I wasn't set up to win necessarily. You know
Woo!
What I mean?
Neither was I, Sway. We could talk. It was tough. We were all in there fight. Anyone that was, I feel like anyone not from New York that got to Hot 97, we had a whole lot of work to do on the streets and in that building. Yeah. And I'm just honored to have gotten there in my career, like 4 years. You know, I made it.
I made it.
But when it was over, Sway, I slept so long. I slept so long.
I'm sure you did.
I looked in the mirror one day and I was like, oh, that's what I look like when I'm rested. Like, you know, it was a labor of love for real. Now I know what people mean when they say that. I loved it, but it was definitely hard work.
It was hard work, and it was and unbeknownst to them, maybe they knew, maybe they didn't. I don't blame anybody. It was toxic in there internally at that time. It was very toxic. And then you had to get on air and push the station's agenda. And, you know, I did it for nearly a year. And Sonny, every time
you
would be right there. Yeah, you and I soldiered through it and turned the tide, and then I left. And
well, so, I want to give you some props, because, you know, I'm not said this, but the real deal is like when you came in, it was, you know, right after we had Star and Miss Jones and, you know, those are very, like, controversial, always want to, like, you know, have a big, you know, moment on the show. And listen, I've since reconnected with both of them, and we call each other, you know, friends, acquaintances, if you will. You know, I love them both, right? But, you know, when you came in, that's, I think, everyone wanted you to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't realize you came in with a certain set of skills and a certain set of relationships with people to where we didn't feel the need to, you know, exploit people. You really actually wanted to know them more. And then through those conversations, we know them more. Like, that's the best thing about your interviews is I can tell you've listened to every single track on an album when you're interviewing an artist, and that makes it better. It's like, it makes me feel better about it. You know, just listening to a fan, if you will, also be the steward or the conduit that's getting us closer to the things that we like. So, you know, you stuck strong and stuck to your guns and remained you. And it's not very easy in a lot of situations, especially when, you know, it's Hot 97, you know, it's like so historied and storied and famous and infamous at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Kudos to you, man. You and Rich Knights and everyone came in there and was just like vibed out and, you know, but yeah, it was toxic. I don't think they knew, Sway. You know, I think because most of them, that's where the only places they've worked as far as their nucleus, you know what I mean? You know, we come from different markets and kind of moved around in radio, so it was a little bit different.
I understood that.
But, you know,
Sonny,
I'm still friends with a lot of people there, so, you know, it's water under the bridge, right?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing. I understood what it was. Folks didn't know I have been in radio since 1990 by the time I got in, I think, 03. And so it's like, oh, I just saw it as a challenge. Like, I didn't come to New York to do radio. And so when the opportunity, when the company asked me to do it, it's like, okay, cool, I'll do it. And then when I got booed at the Summer Jam.
What? Coming out of, you got booed? Yeah, wow.
I got booed by 50,000 because I was talking about the Rockefeller drug laws and how it's impacting the community. And then I start getting booed. And after that, it was like, oh, okay, let me show you. Let me take the gloves off and show you who you're rocking with. And then that's why I turned the whole game around and then walked away. Come on, man.
But listen, that Summer Jam stage was crazy because I'll never forget the year they booed Nelly because Kelly didn't come out and sing her part of the song with him. And I was just like, that's dirty, because it was like the number one song. It was huge. And just because Kelly didn't come from backstage singing her part, they went crazy.
Tough crowd.
I don't think any other crowd is worse than that than maybe Philadelphia. They will boo your tail too. They will handle you.
They'll handle you, boy. But hey, it's good. It's a good learning curve. I tell you that. And look at us now, Sonny. Come on.
That's right.
Sonny Anderson is here. Come on. And she got. I don't know how many shows you got, Sonny. Like, how many shows are you doing now?
Well, so I've got Easter Basket Challenge. That's the new show. And that's on Monday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern. And you can also just binge watch it on Discovery Plus. And that's it just started this past week. It's a 5-week series. We're giving away $25,000. And people are designing their tails off with cake and chocolate and, of course, all the Easter candy, you know, that you can imagine. So that was fun because we shot that during quarantine. So we were already gaining weight, and then I signed to do a show where there was candy everywhere. So I'm just sweat right now. There's nothing else but sweat. You know, I switched over my entire closet, sweat. Then I got the kitchen. I've been doing that. That's 29 seasons. So thanks to anyone that's watched. We're the little engine that could, you know. Mm-hmm. We were just supposed to start and be for a short amount of time. So I'm happy with that. And my co-host. We really enjoy each other. We're friends, Jeff and Jeezy and Katie and Alex. And then I have a show on Cooking Channel called Fave versus Fave, or My Fave versus Your Fave, where it's a food fight. We fight about if you like crinkly cut fries versus curly fries and, you know, what's the best way to order a burger and things of that nature. So I'm having fun and still, you know, looking for more time to more things to do, you know, like to fill up my schedule. So.
Wow.
So I'm trying to do that thing where while I can, I should. So when I can't, I won't worry about what I didn't do.
I like that. Sonny Anderson, The Kitchen, also Saturdays, 11 a.m. on the Food Network. Make sure you check that out. $25,000 in the Easter Basket Challenge. Tracy G, you might want to enter that. That could be.
What are you trying to say? Get out of my pockets, bro. Go back into Heather's pots and get out of my pockets. Anyway, Sonny, I'm listening to you run down.
There's a lot of shade. There's tears. There's crying. It's like, you know, I never expected that. But, you know, I almost cried at one point because, you know, I'm tender. But, you know, it's really cool because especially during these times right now, when you think about it, $25,000, that's a salary. You know what I mean? I remember making 12 a year at a radio station, since we're talking radio, in Montgomery, Alabama.
Girl.
So 25, that's changing a whole life. So, yeah, people are fighting and crying and. It's a good time.
Listen, bro, and we'll all be tuning in. Sonny, when you are running down all the shows that you are a part of, I've been thinking about how there are plenty of people who can cook, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can be a cooking host. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you can do it with cameras in front of you. Like, multitasking is not a top skill for a lot of us. So could you break down from your experience cooking while on TV, while edutaining, what are the skills necessary? What should a person know who's trying to transition from the kitchen to a kitchen with a camera?
You nailed it right there. Is that it's something that I think that you can work at, because I've seen people work at it. But if you can naturally talk and move your hands and chop at the same time, you know, that's very important, because, you know, you can imagine if you've only got 5 minutes on live TV and you want to explain something, but you also want to cook, you know, you double your time if you can do both at the same time. And it's more interesting when you're speaking and moving your hands and presenting whatever recipe. You know, I think other than that, it's for me, it's, you know, writing the recipes. That's a big part of the job as well, coming up with ideas. But the presentation on camera is something where I feel like, you know, you see these shows, The X Factor and things like that. You say, oh, okay, they've got the gift of gab. Like, I've already heard that so many times from school. You know, then I guess, yeah, I just got pushed into the radio department. I didn't plan to do that, but it worked out. I think it's because I like to talk. Mm-hmm. So when I started trying to do this food thing, the first thing I had to learn was to not just stand there and say what I was going to do and then do it. It didn't take long. And, you know, just a little practice at home while you're cooking, you know, talking. I think a lot of people do that now. And, you know, the cool thing is now we have social media, so you can kind of get on there and present yourself and get some feedback and see what people think. We didn't have that back then. We just did like pilot tests and got notes and waited for another chance, which is what I did. You know, I got notes and waited for 2 years to get another pilot screen test with Food Network. So, you know, I think now the lucky thing is you can put yourself out there on your own.
Yeah,
and build up your own audience and have your own style. That was another thing, is I didn't have a style. I just knew what I liked to cook. So coming into Food Network to pitch was difficult in that I couldn't say, well, I was going to do a particular type of meal or food or fare, mostly because I grew up moving around in the military. So that took some time as well after we decided, okay, you know, they're going to give me a show. And it was, well, what is the show? So one day they just called and said, let's just call it Cooking For Real. And I was like, okay, that's cool with me, you know. And it was better than Sunny Side Up.
That was my breakfast earlier.
I like that. All right. Sunny Anderson is here, 888-742-3345. We got Walter on the line from Texas. Walter, Grand Rises.
Hey.
Grand Rises. How y'all doing this morning, man?
What's poppin'?
Hey, morning. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but hold on.
Hey, bro.
Love that.
Nah, man, I just want to say, man, I used to always watch Sunny Anderson on Food Network, man. My wife used to give me trouble because, man, I was like, man, who is this thick black queen on the TV screen? You know what I'm saying? So every time it came on, my wife was like, your girl on the TV. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I always had to watch that show, man. Well, whenever she was on the TV, I had to turn it on, man.
Thank you so much. You know, thank your wife too. I love what I do. And the cool thing is I'm a size 14, 16. And so it's really nice for a lot of women and men to see me and see someone that looks like them. And representation actually does matter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's trying to flip that, but it does. And so I'm just happy to be there. And we've got so many people on the network now that are representative of America. We're getting there slowly but surely. And, you know, just tell her thanks, Walt. I appreciate you watching, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's really inspiring, man, because, you know, you don't really see, you know, well, I mean, when I first started watching Food Network, you didn't really see a lot of us on there, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to grow up watching G. Garvin. My dad put me on G. Garvin.
Yep. Because
I used to like cooking a lot. So, you know, once I seen, you know, I started seeing they start putting us more on the Food Network, and I saw Sonny Anderson, I was like, man, you know, that's really inspiring for a lot of people growing up, because my kids like to cook, you know what I'm saying? So they see that, you know, so that kind of inspired them. So, like, okay, well, we could be on TV. You know what I'm saying? They see the kid challenges, and they really get into it.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. You know, you don't really even know what it means until you're in it, but then you can say it. You know, I say a lot, what if I grew up, you know, knowing that there was a black vice president, a black president, like what would my mind have expanded to? And not that because we couldn't see it, we didn't think that we could be it. But to see it as something different. So I appreciate that. And G Garvin, he's on Food Network now. He's on with a guy on the weekend out at his ranch cooking. You know, so you can check him out there. And I know he's on Discovery Plus, so you can check that out as well. But I like G Garvin. He's a cooking man.
Yes, he is, man. Hey, Walt, thank you, man. Appreciate you, brother. You're a citizen. Thanks for your call.
Just weighing him on in.
Hey, I wanted to ask you that, too. That was the great part of seeing you on the Food Network. Have they been intentional in terms of diversity, you think, since you've been there?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, the thing is like what Tracy was saying is you've got to have both. You know, so, you know, here I am. I'm a caterer. I'm not going to kid anyone into thinking I'm some kind of highbrow chef. I like to get food on the table every day. And sometimes that means I might take a shortcut, or then it also means maybe on the weekends, or like last night I'm making some tamales by fresh. So, you know, I never would kid myself into thinking I'm the best chef. So I feel a nice balance of both, where I know I can cook and I know I can explain what's happening and get people excited about it, you know. So, when people are trying to get on the network, it's not just, you can't just pick people just because of how they look or if they're a certain, style or whatever. They've got to be able to do everything. So, I think over the years, you know, when I started, we had the Neelys and myself and Erin McCargo. We had Artie Sequeria. She's still there. She's an Indian chef. We've got Manit Cho on. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, people say they don't see things when it's right in their face.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
What you mean. Yeah.
Can we do more? Sure. And the cool thing is that the network's been doing that, you know, long before the civil unrest. I've seen a lot happen, and especially with Dave Zaslav coming in from Discovery and the sensibilities that he has and what he wants to make not just Food Network, but the entire Discovery Network look like and be representative of, you know. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that type of person. Like, if I didn't feel good, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't probably even be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I really love working there. And that's the thing about food is we all eat, you know. And the cool thing about food is that you can have someone like me, you know, Black woman that grew up in Germany. You know, I can get on Food Network and make some Jaeger Schnitzel. But then don't we also want to see someone that grew up making it, who's got the grandma with the recipe? You know, we've got shows like that as well. So, yeah, I really love the idea of being on Food Network and sharing food and showing people that you look a certain way and you don't have to fit into the stereotype of what they expect. So I think a lot of times, you know, especially coming from radio, people expect that I would have some kind of a hip-hop cooking show. And then on top of that, being Black, they would expect me to do, you know, just Southern or barbecue or something like that. And the network saw clearly when I walked in there that that's not what I was and who I was 100%. And they allowed me to be myself. And I've been myself for, you know, 12 years, like I said. And I don't think a lot of people in this business can say they feel that way, that they've been able to be themselves. So I'm thankful for that.
12 years a check. That's a new movie title. Okay, Sonny Anderson.
That's good. Nah, that's good.
You like that, Tracy? I finally got one. Hey,
Costa.
We got Rando on the line from Newark, New Jersey. What up, Rando?
Jersey, stand
What's
up.
On,
what
What's
up, what up?
Miss Anderson.
How you doing?
I'm great. I actually, I just happened to turn the radio on, and I heard you. I actually work with you on The Kitchen. As you just said, it's slowly getting better, but there's not too many of us behind the scenes. And I love the conversations you and I have had in regards to that. I'm the dreadhead, light-skinned brother that's just behind the computer typing up everything.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way to work, and I was like, oh, wow, Sonny, you know, Sway. Sway himself, actually, brother, When I lived in Oakland, you used to actually kind of babysit me, kind of watch me. I vaguely remember you, brother. But yeah.
Shit.
Wait
a minute. Yeah, hold on. You can't just throw that out there. I used to babysit you in Oakland.
Well, actually.
Yeah. What the hell?
I lived in Alameda, technically. You it was back in your KML days. My mother, she did PR for Alien Records, back with Denny and Tommy.
Who's your mom?
Wanda Crowdy.
Wow.
I'm about to pass out, yo. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, how old are you now, bro?
Bro, I'm like 33 now. I'm about to be 34. Yeah.
Sonny, yeah. I was babysitting him when I was 10, by the way. He didn't mention that.
You're stupid.
Yeah. Well, not really. I mean, you know, just it was a tight circle out there.
I know you are, bro. God bless you, man. You made it to the East Coast and you're working with Sonny Anderson. Jeez, my God. Hey. Tell your family I said love, bro. Okay?
Of course. I was surprised I was able to get through. Like, I called KMEO plenty of times back in the day and never got through. So I was.
They wasn't answering the phone over there.
Well, look, man, thanks for your call, Randall. And next time you see Sonny, you know, give her a hug. All right?
You know,
Sonny, thank you for your energy. Thank you for everything you do.
Sonny said no. Give her a pound.
No, don't touch her.
Yeah, give her a virtual pound. All right, Randall, you're a citizen. Tell your family I said peace, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Proud of you. Okay. All right, cool. Wow. Damn. I had to get him off before he might have started telling some secrets. That's why I had to say, "Who's your mama?" Did you see how I got him out of there?
Sonny,
thank you for being on the show this morning and continued success. I love watching you on your Instagram. You're always positive energy. You've always been that. And it's great to see that things are working in your favor. Continued success. You guys follow Sonny at Sonny Anderson across all social media, S-U-N-N-Y, Anderson. And then when this open up, we got to all get together, do some cooking like you, Heather, Tracy, me. Me and Tracy can eat, but you and Heather.
What are you talking about?
Done. Okay, done.
Tracy could go do it.
That's true. Okay, Tracy could cook too. Okay.
Oh. You know how to make salmon.
I'm not cooking. I have a rule. I don't cook when there's better chefs in the kitchen. Why would I do that?
Okay.
We got to abide by your rules.
You know, I don't cook when there's better chefs in the kitchen. Sonny, love you. Continue success, okay?
Hey, thank you so much, guys, and thank you for entertaining
us,
man. Like, it's just, we're honored to be able to listen to you guys give us yourselves every morning, and I appreciate being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Sonny. And we're honored that you give yourself on that network, and we appreciate everything you do. Stay the course. Sonny Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, follow her, love on her. Okay? We got political news and Mike News coming up next. Sonny, have a great weekend.